Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning prayer. My name is Millie. It's my honour to be leading prayer this morning and as a member of the community here. So let's enter into prayer straight away using the words of our liturgy. O God, you summon the day to dawn. You teach the morning to waken the earth. Great is your name. Great is your love. For you the valleys shall sing for joy. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. Great is your name. Great is your love. Your love and mercy shall last forever, fresh as the morning, sure as the sunrise. Great is your name, great is your love. Let's join together in our bringing together prayer. Lord, bring new life where we are worn and tired, new love where we have turned hard-hearted, forgiveness where we feel hurt and where we have wounded, and the joy and freedom of your Holy Spirit where we are prisoners of ourselves. To all and each where regret is real, God pronounces pardon and gives us the right to begin again. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our Bible reading today will be from Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 30. It's just a quite short reading that I wanted to focus in on today. So I'll read it through twice to give you the full effect. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. As we begin to pray with this profound biblical moment of Peter declaring Jesus out loud as the Messiah, let us meditate on and give thanks for everything that he is and continues to be in our lives. Tell the Lord who you say he is. In our passage, Jesus asks the disciples who people say he is. And these questions could spin out into talking of all kinds of profound things about who God is to us, who we are before him, and who we should tell other people he is when they ask. So I would like to leave some space here for you to meditate on and commune with the passage to see what it brings up for you individually. Recently, I was listening to a podcast called What God Is Not. It was the episode they did about identity. And one of the presenters told of receiving a deep and beautiful answer in prayer when praying with this passage, because it inspired her to turn the question back on God. Who do you say that I am? I wonder, what does God have to tell you about who you are today? Let's continue to think about that while James plays a lovely song that I've chosen called Fearfully and Wonderfully by Rob Halligan.
Your thoughts are too marvelous for me. You hear every word I say before I get the chance to speak. There's nowhere I could hide away. You see my every shadow. You are my brightest day. I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. Every breath I take, it is a gift of your amazing grace. Though my life is like the spray on a storm-tossed wave, to you my life is treasure, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the stars in the heavens sing your praise. There's no song that I could bring to match the anthem that they raise. But you stoop down and listen at my door. Despite my feeble efforts, you want to know me more. I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. Every breath I take, it is a gift of your amazing grace. Though my life is like the spray on a storm-tossed wave, to you my life is treasure, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Take it is a gift of your amazing grace. Though my life is like the spray on a storm-tossed wave, to you my life is treasure, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. To you my life is treasure, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Let's now bring all our prayers together in the words of our liturgy. Lord, give us wisdom before we speak, understanding while we listen, sensitivity towards those we meet, and the perspective of your kingdom in which to see the things of earth. Bring us to the day's ending, blessed through having shared the day's beginning. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. May God bless us. May God keep us in the Spirit's care and lead our lives with love. May Christ's warm welcome shine from our hearts, and Christ's own peace prevail through this and every day, till greater life shall call. Amen. Thank you for listening, everyone.